Atlantis Houston, air to ground 2. For engineering purposes, comm check through Dryden.
Houston, Atlantis on air to ground 2. We have you loud and clear. I'd like to say hi to the folks down in Dryden. We really appreciate all the work they've done over the years. They've been with the shuttle program since the beginning. And they also give us critical comm right before we land there at Edwards. They've been a super supporter over the years in orbit and in entry. And we can't thank them enough for all their contributions. We would not have been nearly as successful without them. So just like to say hi to all the folks down in Dryden today. And crew of STS-135 is thinking about them and really appreciates all the work they've done.
Atlantis, we copy you loud and clear. Thanks for the words for Dryden. We'll pass the message.
So as Space Shuttle Atlantis passes 240 miles above the western edge of California, the crew giving some words of appreciation to all the personnel that work at the Dryden Flight Research Center. It's located there near Edwards Air Force Base. It serves as one of the ground stations for the shuttle. It was initially known as Buckhorn, but it has provided voice and data communications plus radar tracking support since the very beginning of the shuttle program more than 30 years ago. Anytime the shuttle has landed at the Edwards Air Force Base, Dryden has provided communication support with the spacecraft during the last 10 minutes of the flight. So the crew acknowledging the important role that all the folks at Dryden have provided all these years.